Harshes MR.
Sadie, can I see your S ring?
Okay, but you have to be very, very careful. Here, I'll open it up for you.
Wow, Zadie. That is the most beautiful S-rig I've ever seen.
It's not as nice as an S-rig I had many, many years ago.
Was that S-rig cleaner?
No.
Did that S-rig have a nicer shape?
No.
Then what made it nicer?
Come, and I'll tell you the story.
Yankala? I have to tell you something.
Yes, Mommy?
I know how you've been looking forward to getting a new Yamtiv suit for Yamtiv, but I'm afraid...
It's okay, Mommy. I know what we're going through. I understand. Last year's suit is just fine. It's only a little bit tight on me. I'm sure Bobby can open up the pants one more time or add another patch.
One more thing, Yankala. I know you're looking forward to a new pair of shoes.
It's okay, Mommy. Please don't cry. The pair of shoes I've had the last 2 years is okay.
But they're open in the front, and your toes stick out.
Well, that's what's good. If they weren't open in the front, my feet wouldn't fit in.
The Rabbeinu Shlomo will help. Better times will come, Yankala. Better times will come. Can you run to the store now, please, and pick up a pound of bread?
Of course, Mommy, of course. I'd love to get a chance to walk over here on the Lower East Side. It's so exciting before Yom Tov, the hustle and bustle. Why, there's Baruch and his Svarim store. Before Yom Tov, it's full of Asraigim, inside and outside, and people coming and looking and checking.
I'm Shuldik Sabarach. Do you mind if I take these 6 Asraigim, show it to 7 Rabbonim, possibly give it out to 14 of my grandchildren? If they like it, I'll bring them back. If not, I want to switch it for those other Asraigim tomorrow.
Oh, please, you're confusing me. Do me a favor. 1 Asraig at a time. What do you want, little boy?
I'm sorry, I was just looking.
Well, please, don't you see it's busy over here? You know something? Come over here. I need some extra help. You're Yankel who lives down the block, aren't you?
Yes.
Go ask your mother if she would allow for you to work over here in the store before Yom Tov. I'm willing to give you $100 for it.
$100? I'm going to go ask my mommy right away. Ma!
Yankala, did you bring the bread?
No, Ma, something very good happened.
Let me hear. What happened?
Baruch from the Svarim store asked me if I could work for him for a whole week before Yom Tov. And he said he'll give me $100. I'll be able to have a new suit and maybe even new shoes and a new hat for Yom Tov. Can I? Can I, Mama?
Yankala, what about yeshiva?
There's no yeshiva anyway, the couple of days before Yom Tov. Please, please.
I don't want you working in a store.
But, Mama, this way I can have a new suit. I mean, if you don't want, I won't do it.
I know how important this suit is for you. Go, my child, go. Thank you, Mama. Thank you.
What can I do for you, my little boy?
I want a suit for Yom Tov. Can you see if there's one that fits me?
Let's try this one over here. A perfect fit, a perfect fit.
I think it's a perfect fit for me and all 8 of my brothers.
Really? Are they all the same size?
No, but this jacket is so big, I think we'll all fit into it at the same time.
Oh, I try this on.
It's a little bit tight.
It's not tight at all. It makes you look very good. Bring some color back to your face. Oops! The buttons are flying all around the room. There's not a single button left on your jacket.
It feels much better now.
All right, try on the pants.
The pants? But are pants supposed to come down to, like, right over my knees?
Yeah, very practical. Tell me, you see the East River over there? Once every 64 years, the East River overflows. Everyone else will have wet pants, except for you.
Can I please have a suit that fits me?
How are you going to pay for this?
Baruch. Baruch by the Swarm store. He promised me $100 at the end of the week if I work for him.
Do you have the $100 right now?
No, but if I could try it out now, and if you can make the alterations, at 12 o'clock, Erev Yontif, my job is over. Can I come pick it up then?
I close at 12.
Can you just stay open like another 5 minutes so I can come to you with the money?
It'll be $50, this suit.
Can you just do that for me, please? I won't have the money until then.
Okay. I'll do it for you.
Yankala, hurry up. Bring me up the set of shots from downstairs.
I'm coming.
Bring me up that estric from downstairs. Bring the estric downstairs, upstairs.
Okay.
Bring the little oven from upstairs, downstairs.
Okay.
Bring the adassim from outside, inside.
Okay.
Bring the tzvas adassim from tzvas.
Where?
I mean, just go down to the basement.
I'm coming. I think, Baruch, we've basically sold everything out. And it's the last day. Tomorrow's Erev Yom Tov.
Yeah, but we still have these two asrogim. Both of them were not sold yet, but for completely different reasons. Come over here, Yankala. Look at this esrig.
It's beautiful.
Look at these bleatites. Look how clean it is. Look what a beautiful shape it has. Why, for this esrig, I think I could get $100.
Wow.
That's the problem. It's, like, too expensive. No one can afford it.
What about this other esrig we have left, Baruch?
That other esrig. I never.
It has an interesting shape.
Yeah, like a map of Rhode Island. That's what it looks like. A pathetic-looking thing. I would sell this esrig for 50 cents, but I can't find anyone to buy it. All right, put them both in the window overnight. Maybe somebody will come by the store this last night and want to buy it. Be careful with that expensive one, you know.
I guess anyone that really wants a nice esrig bought one already.
True, but you never know. Put the nice one there, and put the one that's pathetic looking next to it. It makes the nice one look nicer. You know, people realize the contrast.
Whatever you say, Baruch.
Run on home now, and remember, tomorrow at 12 o'clock, you get your $100. You've done a good job so far.
Thank you, Baruch. Thank you.
But we still have a very busy couple of hours tomorrow in Erev Yom Tov. So why don't you go home and get a good night's sleep?
I have to help my mommy, but I'll do my best. Good night.
Now, my dear Nicole, for this part of the story, I need you to get something for me.
Sure, Zadie. Do you want your slippers?
No. I need you to get your imagination.
Sure, Zadie. Where is it?
It's in you.
Oh.
Try to imagine what these two Asrogim, the very nice one and the very sad-looking one, were saying to each other in the window overnight.
But, Zadie, do Asrogim talk to each other?
Well, that's why I said you should please use your imagination by this part of the story. Now, I'm not saying every nice Asrog talks this way, but that's how this nice esrig spoke. Or at least this esrig that was nice on the outside.
So, we're both still here. That's right. You weren't sold, even though you're such a nice, beautiful esrig, and I wasn't sold. We're both here the last night.
Yes. But for two completely different reasons. I wasn't sold because I am too good for everyone. Too expensive. Too perfect. And you weren't sold because people twitch their nose when they see you. Why, you look more like a pickle than an esrig.
It's not nice to make fun of other esrigim. An esrig is supposed to represent humility. An estuary corresponds to the heart.
Well, for you, it should be easy to be humble. If I looked like you, I'd be humble also. Listen, let's face it. Some rich person's gonna come in the last moment and buy me and put me into a nice, big, beautiful, silver, handcrafted estuary pushka. I'm gonna be put into a brake front in a beautiful, nice, big house, and I'll be shown off to all of his friends. And you?
Maybe someone will buy me also.
Yeah, maybe someone will buy you on two beshvat. So they can smash you and grind you and chop you and use you for estric jelly.
Whatever the Rabbeinu Shalom wants, that's what happens. And it doesn't make a difference what we look like.
Yeah, yeah. We'll see. We'll see.
Okay, Yankala, you can put your imagination away now and listen to what happened the next morning.
Yankala, come on, it's late. A lot to do in Erev Yom Tov. People are coming in for last-minute bargains.
I've been working very hard today, Baruch.
I know, I know.
It's already 5 to 12. Do you think I can run? Because if you pay me now, and I can still catch the suit store.
Well, hold it. Well, a customer's coming. A customer's coming, Yankala. Maybe he'll buy the Esrig. He looks like a very rich man.
Excuse me, I already have an estric for myself, but Baruch Hashem, my daughter became a kallel last week.
Mazel tov, mazel tov.
Mazel tov.
Thank you very much, Baruch, thank you very much, little boy. I'm interested in buying a nice estric for my chosen. I've been going from shop to shop, but no one has any nice estrogim left.
This is our chance, Yankala. I think I just may have the perfect estric for you. What do you say to this, Yankala? Get the nice estric, get it.
Here it is. Here it is. But do you think I can go now? It's 2 minutes to 12.
Would you wait a second? Don't you see I have a customer here?
I'm sorry.
Why, this estric is beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. How much is it?
I'll tell you. I was planning on selling that estric for like 300.
300?
But for you, 200.
200?
All right, you know what? For you, just for you, I'm willing to take a loss on it, even though I'll have to work it off the entire year. I'll give it to you for 100, okay?
I'll take it. I'll take it. Wrap it up for me, please.
Yankala, hurry up and wrap it up.
But I have to run. It's almost 12.
I said wrap it up.
I'm sorry. I'm so nervous.
Stop looking at the clock and concentrate on the asteroid.
But it's almost 12 and... Oops! Oh, no, Zadie. Don't tell me the estric fell. Don't tell me the piton broke.
It won't help if I don't tell you, because that's what happened. First, everyone was stunned into silence. And finally, Baruch lost his temper.
Oh, no! Look what you did! Look what you did! Yankala, what's the matter with you? That's it. I'm not paying you. I'm not paying you a single cent. Do you understand that? You owe me back the 100 for ruining this estric. No buts and no excuses.
Wait, wait, wait. What is happening over here? I know this boy. He lives along with his mother. And wait a second, wait. Don't you have another estric you can show me?
No, I have nothing else.
The poor boy is crying. What is that other estrig in the window?
That other estrig. Go look at it. You're not going to want it if I paid you.
Please let me see that estrig.
Yankala, bring him that estrig.
Here it is.
Please don't cry, little boy. This is definitely the most interesting estrig I've ever seen. I'm willing to take this estrig to the Rav, and if he says I can make a bracha on it, I think what I'll do is I'll use this estrig, and I'll give the estrig I bought previously to my son-in-law.
Tell me, what did you make Kiddush on yesterday? You want to use this estrig?
I am willing to give you $100 for this estrig. As a matter of fact, I'm willing to give you $200 for this estrig.
Huh? You're going to give me $200 for this estrig?
On one condition. that you pay Yankala the $100 you owe him, plus another $100 bonus, which he will give for his mother to help out with their needs for Yomtiv. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I guess so. All right, Yankala, here's your $100, and here's our extra $100 for your mother. And
why are you crying, Yankala?
I'm happy that I have this money now for my mother, but I don't know if the suit store is still going to be open.
I know the man from the suit store very well. I buy all my suits there. Trust me, he will open up the store again for me. That's not a problem. Wrap up my interesting esrig and come, Yankala. I'll come with you together.
Well, you heard, Yankala. Here's your 200 and wrap up the esrig.
Okay, oh, Baruch Hashem.
Well, my dear Einikel, the suit store was open, and I made sure that he not only got one suit for Yomtiv, but two suits for Yomtiv. I also went to the Rav, and I showed him the esrig. He said, well, it's kosher, maybe to make a bracha on it, but what about a mehudrdika esrig, he said to me. I told the Rav the entire story, and he thought for a couple of moments, and he said,
you know something? I think this is the nicest esrig I've ever seen.
And I couldn't agree more.
Whatever happened to the nice esrig that was on the floor?
Oh, Baruch let me keep it. And I saved it for Chemishasa Beshvat and used it for esrig jelly.